Welcome to the cell phone audio tour of Civil War Philadelphia, presented by the Civil War History Consortium. In honor of Abraham Lincoln's 200th birthday and in preparation for the 150-year anniversary of the Civil War in 2011, this tour highlights 12 sites in Philadelphia, each providing you with a unique window into how this city experienced the Civil War. The consortium hopes and encourages you and your party to explore each site more deeply as it houses its own secrets and learning opportunities. To understand Philadelphia in the Civil War years, the first thing you must grasp is that the Civil War was a total war. Now, what does total war mean? It means that nearly half of the male Philadelphians of military age fought for the Union. It means that every possible space was transformed into a hospital, hotels, private homes, and taverns. It means that Philadelphia tended to 150,000 wounded and dying soldiers during the war. Parks were staging areas, suburban estates were military bases, and the city's railroad and marine gateways bustled round the clock. It means that the war would wedge itself between people, institutions, and families. Knowing the omnipresence of the war, the second thing you must know is that the goal of the Civil War changed over the course of the conflict, and it varied depending on whom you were asking. The mission of the war was in the eye of the beholder. At its outset, this was not a war to free the slaves, but a war to save the Union. Only after the Emancipation Proclamation did outright abolition become a stated goal. Thirdly, you should know that Philadelphia was a very divided city. Many prominent residents had long-standing commercial and familial ties to the South. Many profited greatly from the products reaped by slave labor. And while most Philadelphians wanted to see a Union preserved, they were much less supportive of emancipation. Prior to the beginning of the conflict, it was said that, quote, "Color phobia is more rampant in Philadelphia than in the pro-slavery, Negro-hating city of New York." And the sad truth is, despite the valiant service and sacrifice of many Philadelphia African Americans in defense of the Union, the war did little to alter negative racial prejudices of Philadelphians. In all, the war was indeed transformative for this city. It was the country's second revolution because it was and remains the largest, gravest test to the strength of America's founding documents, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. We hope you enjoy learning more as you explore our city, and don't forget to visit our website, www.civilwarphilly.org, for more information from now through the sesquicentennial in 2011.